Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Good morning, Gulish Ufupi.
Top of the morning to you, Solomzi Penduka.
Top of the morning. So we've got an open line, as we always do on Friday. And there's a listener who's asking about the Boxer IPO, because they publicly listed and went live yesterday, I believe.
Hi, Sol and the team. My question is about Boxer Shop. Izolo Kukletu was speaking about Boxer, that they are now listed at JSE. Guys, can you please explain to me, like a primary school child, what does it mean? Gucci, they are now listed. Hey, I am so lost, Shem. I am so lost.
Okay, good. So she basically wants to know, like, as a layman, what it means now that they are trading on the JSE. And then you can also just give us a general update on how that listing went yesterday.
100%. Well, in simple terms, Boxer being a publicly listed entity and listing on the JSE means that you and I, as individual investors, can actually own a piece of Boxer. Pick and Pay at the moment still currently owns 65% of the business before they wholly owned the company, but have since unbundled a portion of it. And that's a way to make sure that you and I, through our pension funds or money that we are able to invest in the company through the JSE, are able to not only own a piece of the store, but Pick and Pay uses the various little pieces of money, and it adds up to millions and millions of rands that actually helps Boxer operate as a business for the money and the capital that it needs. Now, on the back of the listing yesterday, Saul, there was a lot of activity, blowing off of and the Gudu horns celebrating the listing, which is actually one of the biggest listings we've seen for the JSE in terms of market cap. The company is said to be worth at least 28 billion rand. So that's something quite substantial. We spoke to the Boxer CEO and they highlighted that they are looking to roll out more stores. Currently, they have about 500 stores in South Africa. So if you happen to see any new Boxer stores opening up in the next few months and even years around your neighborhood, bear in mind that that's them trying to be very aggressive in growing a piece of the pie that they own in South Africa. This is also similar to what we saw with the likes of We Buy Cars, another prominent listing that took place earlier this year. And so far, having spoken to a representative of the JSE on the show last night, they do highlight that we are anticipating to see maybe a few more listings take place towards the end of this year and early 2025. So overall, it's good news. It basically means that you and I as investors have an opportunity to own a piece of these big brands, big businesses and stores that we interact with on a day-to-day basis.
Aha, hey, nami ngifuna ukuinvesta lapha mara ngiyasaba ukuthi bazoyiboxa le mali yami. Speaking of, it's Black Friday, Googs. Abantu bazobe boxing imali zabo. There's high expectations, for South Africans to go out there and do some shopping or hope to get bargains.
Yep, definitely. Numbers are certainly quite optimistic. And I must say, this one is very different. So you might recall that on the back of the pandemic, then we had restrictions around sales, the lockdown rules as well, and regulations. So there's been a slow pickup in terms of Black Friday sales over the last few years. Not only that, but us as consumers have also been under immense pressure. The economy has just been tied with the lack of or implementation of load shedding in the past. Interest rates were also quite high. And just the cost of living just also felt very expensive. Despite that, though, 2024 seems to be a good year. There's heightened levels of optimism around Black Friday sales. We spoke to FNB last night and they highlighted that they're expecting South Africans to spend at least 30 billion rand on Black Friday. Now, those are big numbers and they will be monitoring this through the various pay systems that they have, point of sale devices. And if those machines will monitor, what they say, at least maybe 20 million. Million transactions over this Black Friday weekend. It's important to note as well, so not only is it Black Friday, but Black Friday will also see, I guess, additional spending because the 25th was earlier this month. Some people get paid at the end of the month. And we have Cyber Monday where there's ongoing discounts that will be offered. So all in all, I think we're expecting a real, real spending spree to take place this weekend.
Yeah, but my 13 billion, that's a real spending spree. What are the markets looking like?
Well, the markets, we closed off slightly red yesterday, 84,787 points for the JSE All Share Index. Bear in mind, yesterday was a public holiday in the US because of Thanksgiving, and that is likely going to continue today too. So there won't be too much market activity on an international front. Currency-wise, we're looking good. 18.05 to the US dollar, 22.94 to the British pound, and now at 19.08 against the euro.
Thank you, Gugs. Do have a great weekend. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.